The new Secretary of the Air Force wants to know whether her service is taking advantage of a bevy of acquisition reforms Congress has put in place over the past 2 years. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serboot reports, Heather Wilson has scheduled a complete scrub of the acquisition rules during a leadership summit coming up next month.
The authors of the annual defense authorization bill have been busy over the past 2 years, passing legislative provisions that are meant to help the Pentagon speed up and simplify the acquisition system. Heather Wilson, the newly confirmed Secretary of the Air Force, wants to know whether her service's acquisition professionals are actually using those authorities. Wilson has ordered a half-day summit for late June, when she wants the Air Force's senior uniformed and civilian leaders to convene and examine all the Defense Department's existing acquisition authorities, asking which ones are being underutilized and which ones could improve the Air Force's track record in delivering systems on time and within budget.
I've asked them to take a whole half-day chunk of time and let's look at what are the authorities we are currently using. Where are we doing this to ourselves? Not driven by statute or regulation, but what can we do ourselves? Let's look at the processes and look at where we can take advantage of new authorities that have been given to us and how we will systematically do that for every procurement. There are some procurements that are more complex than others, and there are some areas where I found that we're being very aggressive in using authorities, particularly special authorities, for special situations. How do we then use that and roll that back into the regular way in which we do business?
Wilson didn't specify the areas in which she thinks the Air Force has already moved aggressively to take advantage of congressional reforms. But General David Goldfein, the Air Force Chief of Staff, says the service is particularly interested in finding ways within existing acquisition rules to improve its acquisitions of information technology, particularly given the constantly growing role of networked systems in hardware platforms, such as the F-35.
And it may be that we ought not ever put two acronyms in the same sentence, IT and RFP. Because the reality is, if you try to acquire information technology as a weapon system or as a platform, it's already too slow. Because whether we want to talk about the cybersecurity issues we talked about earlier, or the fact that it just changes at such a fast pace, we're looking at a holistic view on how do we acquire information technology. Because it's so central to our future as we look at networking together capabilities.
And to your spin.
Absolutely.
Goldfein there in an exchange with North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis at a hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Among the more than 100 acquisition provisions Congress included in the 2017 defense authorization bill, several were geared toward prodding the Defense Department into buying commercial items and using simplified acquisition procedures, especially when it's buying innovative technologies. Goldfein says the Air Force is also looking for ways to streamline the process by which it manages space systems, both for itself and in its role as the executive agent for space on behalf of the rest of the Defense Department. By the Government Accountability Office's estimation, there are 60 different stakeholders within the Pentagon who have a voice in space systems, including 8 separate organizations that manage space acquisitions and 11 more offices with oversight responsibilities across the Air Force, the Office of the Secretary of Defense, the Intelligence Community, and the Office of Management and Budget. The Department has already begun a process to rationalize and deconflict those roles around 4 lines of effort: the development of a national strategy for space, writing concepts of operation for how the military operates in space, drafting agreed-upon requirements for the systems the military will need to perform those missions, and determining how to build a trained and ready workforce to operate those systems.
This really comes down to a discussion about acquisition and acquisition authority and really decision authority. And so when you look at the 60 different folks that are in the organization now that each can say no or slow down the progress, the challenge we face is really one of decision authority. How do we actually ensure that we can make decisions, have the accountability in the process so we can move forward and acquire capability at a pace that's faster than our adversaries?
But as Wilson noted, Congress has already taken some steps to try to enable the military services to make faster decisions by reducing the amount of acquisition oversight that has to be performed by the Office of the Secretary of Defense.
Actually, in the last National Defense Authorization Act, this committee and the Congress gave instructions to the Department of Defense to move decision authority down back to the Air Force. We're trying to move forward with that. In addition, there was a number of work done on organization before I arrived. I'm taking a hard scrub brush to that as to how we organize ourselves better, both for operations and for policy and acquisition, so that we can get rapid decisions. There are a lot of people who have to have insight, but that doesn't mean that everybody gets a veto. So we will be looking at that over the spring and summer here to make decisions, to make sure that the right people are aware, but the decision authority is clear and fast.
Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.